may receive it. You may receive it. They took this internet that was picking a poke by a saboteur. Because a lot of these brothers that worked before and left, they actually set this place up picking it. When they left, it would drop. You thought that way, huh? That's the way you thought, right? Even though I told you about it. Well, what's the first incident I told you about? Alan, remember?
Yes.
No, but well, let me see. Every person that left this place, they left with the mandate. He's done now.
Right. Amen. Amen. Greater and greater.
In any capacity.
Amen.
They were supporting when they left. It was true to support. That takes care of that. He's done now.
Amen.
You don't like me talking, huh? Look, you're doing it again. My brother Starr, if we leave here, if I leave you, you won't make it. Sister Starr would say to me, I know why you don't want me to leave, because if I leave, it's going to affect the whole ministry. Well, it has affected the ministry. But it hasn't brought it down.
No,
he's
still here.
Yeah, everybody left affected the ministry. Everyone.
Yeah.
They may stand back and take another look at who I deal with and how I deal with them.
Amen.
I met you before.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Bless you,
Jesus. I'm still here. Yes, and boy, how we hate that.
Thank you, Jesus.
How we hate that.
You,
that spirit inside of us. Do away with it. And the kings of the earth gather themselves. Hello, kings.
Amen.
You're being ordained to become kings, you know.
Yes,
you're future kings.
Yes.
You are now in preparation.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Becoming kings.
Yes.
And priests.
Yes.
You don't know that.
Yes.
Yesterday, Brother Christopher said something like he does all the time. He opens his big mouth, you know.
Right. Amen.
And every time he does, he puts his foot in it.
True.
But I've run to deal with him.
Amen.
Amen, bro.
First of all, I was told a long time ago by someone, said, Brother Starr, one of these days Christopher's going to get mad at you while you're in the pulpit. Well, I know he can get mad at me. He got angry with me. You have gotten angry with me.
On more than one occasion, brother. That's true.
Jesus.
So when I get in the pulpit, I try to be careful. I don't care if he gets angry someplace else.
Amen.
See, because the word you said, he's going to get angry at you while you're in the pulpit and come up there and just beat on you. Oh, what? Well, that's a good word of warning.
Right.
So while I'm in the pulpit, don't make him angry.
Amen.
Would that be wisdom?
Because
he could whoop me. He's a strong fella.
Amen.
You know what's wrong with you people? You're so spiritual that you don't know what's going on. That's the final phone call to come in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no idea what's going on.
Right.
And when I say it, you don't get it.
My Lord. Jesus.
So what do you mean by that?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not just another broadcaster.
Amen.
I'm not just saying cliches.
No way.
Everything behind it has to do with this is the last generation. And Jesus Christ is coming in your life. And now is your salvation nearer than when you first believed. Some of you don't get it. You still don't get it. So I still get questions of, why can't I marry? Can't there be an exception for me? Why can't I do this? See how quiet you get? Because that's exactly, well, why can't I have a get something I want?
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And you weren't prepared for this either, were you? Well, you're not acting very enthusiastic about it, rejoicing in the truth.
Amen.
You need to be prepared for that.
Right.
Well, what a absurdity to have anybody to rejoice in the truth if they couldn't hear the truth.
Right.
And look what you get here. Just look what you get here.
Amen.
True prophet.
Yes.
Talking about a true God.
Amen.
Giving you a true word.
Amen.
To rejoice in the Lord and the truth. Always.
Amen.
See, only after you're told, just like you weren't prepared for that. Only after. And then sometimes you're not even instant. When you're told something, it should be instant, just like that. Now, what Christopher said the other day, we were talking about magnifying the sign. And he actually said, what does that mean? I heard him say it.
Yeah.
Help with it. What's the expectation?
Well, you don't know. First of all, who's the sign going to be given to? Well, I got 50%. Maybe less than that. Who's the sign going to be given to? And where are God's people? No! What the hell's wrong with you? Yeah, we are God's people, but they're all over the world. We discern the Lord's body. And the folks that have come into this tabernacle and they've eaten and drinking from this message and didn't discern that unless they didn't discern the Lord's body. They didn't consider the child of God in a prison house.
Amen.
What's wrong, church? Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Your iniquity is so strong, he focuses only on you and never focuses on him. We have come into this house. We have gathered in his name to worship him. So let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. Why, we even lost the ability to concentrate. We got so many things presented to us that we're bewildered in a mass of confusion. And that's why folk don't like me. I tried to tell you. You know, I have told you.
Yeah. Amen.
What a day that was. Where was I when you told me that? I know somewhere out in the woods.
Jesus.
I wonder what he told me, that you folk know he told me. And I just gave it a cue again. What did he tell me? What did he tell me? I just gave it to you. No, you will become. I was just talking about like and dislike, wasn't I? Wasn't I? I wasn't? You said,
amen.
You'll be the most hated preacher on the face of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
As well as the most iniquitous man.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, you're still going to do it, aren't you? Instead of saying, oh, yeah, Brother Steve, I'm sorry. I really did hear you say that. Look, just, so someone still trying to figure out what he killed. Look, this is absolutely absurd. That I can't look at every one of you and say, what did God tell me?
Amen.
Brother? Roger? What did God tell me? What did I tell you God told me? What did I tell you? What are you holding back for?
And you would be the most hated preacher.
Yes.
And some of you even joined that, didn't you?
Amen.
Weren't you surprised when all of a sudden I said something and you hated me?
Amen.
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 If you ever experienced love from me, you've experienced hate.
Amen.
And there was a contrast of hate and love.
Yes.
And when you start loving as much as you hate, or greater, because love is greater than hate.
Amen.
Did you think you were going to get by without experiencing hate?
Right.
Who sure hated his brother? Oh, brothers, don't do that. Or you wives, did you ever think you'd ever hate your husbands? But you have, haven't you?
Yeah.
And your husbands.
Amen.
And your parents.
Amen.
And of course, the Lord said, you want to be my fight disciple and love me, you got to hate him.
Amen.
Ah.
Yes, sir.
I don't like that, Lord.
Amen.
I guess you're just not going to do something about it, are you?
Jesus. Okay.
You're not going to make any effort to... The first thing you must do if you hope to be saved is to acknowledge the truth about you. The truth is you need mercy. And I need mercy. And so desperate do we need it that God don't depend on yesterday's mercy. His mercy is new every morning. And folk who obtain mercy and know it, they become very grateful. They learn to love much. Amen. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, that's magnifying the sign. Because he was the sign. He was the Son of Man with a special message at the right time. And he was magnified when there was no noise to brook. And was noised. Not whispered, noised. And when it was noised, he even tried psychology on them. He said, don't tell anybody. They weren't told anybody. Just because he told them not to tell. He didn't bring us here not to tell anybody, although it looks like that way. Huh? Can you imagine he brought us here to let it be noise? And everybody, God knows you big loudmouths. You got the vocality to make a noise.
Amen.
Magnifying the sign. I told you, it doesn't make it any bigger, any greater. It just makes it easier for most people to see it or hear it. Especially his people, who's given eyes to see and ears to hear. Did you hear the little email from Wales? Oh, I see. It must have played at least 4 or 5 times this morning. Really, Brother Sarah? Yeah, it was noise abroad. Did you hear the email from Wales? What a little comment he made. He was reading from a website that I didn't talk to you about. Only he may not have heard me say it, but I have. Yes, it's a website of that fellow who believes him and his wife are two witnesses. The end is here, Carl. Oh, I don't seem to remember hearing anything about that either.
Amen.
I actually downloaded the book, and I think I put it somewhere around here. What did he say? Well, the reason I did it, because he says a lot of things. Don't discount all these prophecy fellows out here. Amen. They would be prophecies if they didn't have truth. Amen. It's just that they don't know the timing. This is where everybody in the prophecy realm is missing it because they just don't know the time. What time is it? No, it's time for revelation. What's the first thing that anyone's going to have to reveal or be revealed to them? It's a prophet.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
What was revealed?
Yes,
for Jesus. Huh? And there was it received him? Ended up receiving him? Oh, you all thought about it like that, right? The minds of men are so complex that the scripture puts it like this. Ever learning. Boy, are we learning a lot about prophecy, aren't we? But we still haven't learned, have we? From every source. Yeah, what Brother Lighton said was, Brother Stair, I read what you've been saying all along. You really are the last day prophet of God. Amen. Now, he's been listening to me for 15, 20 years. A good supporter.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what? Well, if you didn't hear the email, there's not much change. There was a very important little statement he made in there. Isn't that something? God's people, God have mercy. You mean to tell me after you missed it the first time and you heard it come back on the second time, you didn't pay more attention? You didn't really apply yourself to hear? You didn't value it? Was on. I deliberately, purposely, intentionally stuck it right in a bunch of scriptures at least 5 times. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It was on. Yes, it was. Don't you sit here and call me a liar.
Amen.
Came on with a little story like this, a song I heard years ago.
Amen.
He said, I went and looked up the words. And the words were there. In other words, based on what would it profit you if you gained the whole world and lost your soul?
Amen.
Let me lose myself and find my soul.
Yes, soul.
Amen.
Boy, you are something. You are really so stubborn that you are just not going to open up your spirit and receive. See, that's what revelation is for you.
Amen.
Oh, you are. Any of you fellows want to come out and get inspired by this crowd? Well, if I didn't have the anointing this morning, I wouldn't make it. Because there's no inspiration coming out of here.
Yes, Lord.
None at all.
Thank you, Father. Thank
you. Well, I've been here before.
Amen.
Even when I didn't mean here.
Right.
I've actually walked in and preached empty places.
Right.
And got anointed. When there's no inspiration at all.
Amen.
Shame on you. Somebody tell me what the man said in email. He talked about 2008. That's when that book came out. The man believes he has identified the trumpets. And you can, there's no sense disagreeing with them. Because they parallel pretty well. Does anybody know what's happened since the year 2000?
Christianity doesn't exist.
I told you in the year 2000, if God didn't make a major move, and then I told you what the major move was. You don't really believe that, do you? This prophet and this ministry should have been long gone.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And it hasn't been maintained because of you. Because God's given you every opportunity to hold me up. And you still let him wait right on me. You know I want you to hear more than anything else. You know it. And then we have to go back to scriptures again. Huh? All the world to do it, but how to perform it.
Right.
And I even come here and show you how to perform it. Are you watching me this morning?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? I'm fighting weakness in my body, pain in my head. I'd much rather just go down there and lay down on my bed.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Oh, I don't believe you. Okay.
Thank you, God.
That's part of your problem, isn't it? You're having a hard time believing.
Oh, Jesus.
And you won't admit it.
Jesus.
Until you admit that you're not believing like you ought to.
Yes,
Lord. See, I've even said to you, I said, God, I'm not supposed to be doing like this.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a strong man, yet I'm being bound.
Jesus.
Until I have to fight. Look how I have to fight this morning to talk to you. Oh, you're not. Okay. Anybody want to take it? Come on.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
I'll turn the mic over to you.
Lord God. Lord God. Lord God.
What the man said was in 2008, this fellow started talking about the trumpets. And he said by the year 2012 on Pentecost.
Yes.
And what caught Brother Lighton's name was, he said, I heard you say the other day. Oh, he heard in Wales? And you hear? You can't hear in Canada? But he heard in Wales?
Yes.
I heard in Bulgaria? I heard in Israel?
Yes.
And you? You can't hear? You see, it all boils down to not can't hear. I don't want to hear.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
I don't care how boring I should be. You should have a desire to hear me.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we don't. You say the same thing. Isn't that nice? I'm talking about the same Jesus. The same message. Talk about the events of this time. Oh, how ignorant you are, the fellow says. Don't you know the temple has to be built? What's being built? And the Lord whom you seek. And the day of Pentecost, he said, could this be the one? Just a few days over.
Amen.
That's the biggest problem. I can quote scriptures, because I don't tell you chapter and verse and do it just the way you don't think it's scripture. For instance, and as they stood on the Mount of Olives, they came to Jesus.
Yes.
And they said to him, wilt thou? They didn't say, are you able?
Right.
It's just the will of God now.
Yes.
Wilt thou restore the kingdom to Israel?
Yes, Lord.
Well, first of all, he had already gotten rid of Israel.
Right.
So he has to restore it.
Amen.
And the new Israel, the one that all Israel,
amen.
And all that say they are Israel are not Israel.
Amen.
Pattern falls right down into the church.
Yes.
All that say they are Christians are not Christians.
Amen. Amen.
Well, there are certain men crept in unaware. Well, there was one that's crept in here 3.5 years ago, one before him, and the greatest one was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, that's right.
All of a sudden, we start having an influx of born again, Bible believing Christians in the White House.
Right.
All professing to be God.
Yes.
We're going to change the world.
Yeah.
We're going to save you.
Amen.
Plan to be Christ.
Amen.
Huh? They're all liars.
Amen.
They were not Christians.
Amen.
You have got no right to say that. Well, who else does?
That's right. Amen.
Listen, you didn't say it.
Amen.
But I'm the judge. And I am a judge.
Amen.
You're speaking evil of Mr. Obama. No, I'm not. I'm just judging Mr. Obama. You're a liar.
Yes.
When you talk about the things of God, you lie.
Amen.
And you're of your father, the devil.
Amen.
So was all of those presidents.
Yes.
I've even tried to tell you this. That anyone that gets in a high office, a rulership,
amen,
in politics, in religion,
yes,
in economics,
yes,
there are spiritual wickedness.
Yes.
Spiritual.
Yes.
Spiritual.
Yes.
They're getting into the realm of the spirit.
Yes.
And they have spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
Why? Because they bowed down to serve the devil.
Yes, sir.
He's the God of this world.
Amen.
That's why we don't vote.
Amen.
I actually told my little friend the other day that I called out and said, I believe God wants to be sheriff. I said, you're probably going to be the last sheriff.
Amen.
Because they're going to do away with sheriffs.
Amen.
But he didn't even know what I told him. I said, up in Delaware already, they've already taken away the power of arrest from their sheriffs.
Amen.
All they're going to be just those notice guys.
Right.
Right.
They will not be used in the peacekeeping force anymore. Because you got to have men who are ready to kill, ready to shoot.
Amen.
Yes.
You're something else, folk. You really are. It's amazing that you can't see when I talk of an incident a little bit, that you can't see.
Amen.
What advantage have you over other people?
Martha, thank you, Jesus.
Don't do it, Lord. Don't tell me I can get out of here. Because if you do, boy, I'm gone. I don't care whether they like it or not. The trouble is most of you do like it. I'm an intruder. When Jesus therefore perceived, there's that perception again. That they would come and take him by force to make him a king. You see, I even told you that.
Amen.
How they lied on Jesus.
Yeah.
Right to the end.
Amen.
Yeah, Pilate put on a sign, King of the Jews. Jesus was not
Amen.
The king of the Jews.
Amen.
On the cross.
Amen.
He's never going to be king of the Jews.
Amen.
He's going to be king of Israel.
Amen.
He's done away with the Jews.
Amen.
Believe it or not.
Amen.
The gospel was preached to the Jews first because they had the law
Amen.
And the prophets. And when Jesus was presented, they should have easily recognized him.
Amen.
But he came to the Jew first. Then also to the Greek. And he did not demand from the Greek what he demanded from the Jew. He demanded the Jew repent. The religious people. The ones that should have known. The ones that didn't know, he said, you just believe.
Amen.
Now, it's another little ditty I gave you.
Yes. Amen.
I really did.
Yes, sir.
I really did.
Yes.
I specifically, several times, said, why did the message say to the Jew, repent?
Right.
And then bring forth fruit.
Meat.
That was the message that was given to the jailer. All they had to do was believe.
Yes.
Why are you being demanded to repent? Because you had so much knowledge that was perverted or distorted. Or you lived a certain way that was not according to the scripture. So you had to repent.
Yes.
And then believe on the gospel.
Yes.
And isn't that what God's been doing right here?
Yes.
In order to convince you of being saved?
Yes.
Because how many people used to believe you're saved if you did a certain thing or lived a certain way or you dressed a certain way? Or, and folk even done that without believing.
Amen.
Your lifestyle should not bring you to a point of believing.
Amen.
Your lifestyle should be the result of
Amen.
Believing.
Amen.
You don't change to believe. You believe to change. I got it right.
Amen.
And you believe to the saving of the soul. What was the error in the Jewish religion? It was a religion of works. Because they believed so much in works, they corrupted the law, which was simple. Thou shalt not remember the Sabbath day. Were they going, well, if I pick up sticks, my bread. Jesus said, well, if your ass or your ox falls in the ditch, go pick it up.
Right.
You're not breaking it.
Right.
But they got mad because he's going to heal on the Sabbath day. Hey, you guys got this thing all wrong.
Right.
Is it right to do good or evil?
Amen.
On any day, Sabbath day, whatever.
Yes.
Then he turned around and healed the guy.
Yes.
He perceived. See, he perceived. You're going to make a king out of him. Somebody said, well, isn't that what he told Pontius Pilate? When Pontius Pilate, look at him again, see? You would think, the moment I started, you would say, oh, yeah, I know that story.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did Pontius Pilate deal with Jesus as a king?
Yes.
Amen. Did
yes.
Pontius
yes.
Pilate?
Yes.
Amen.
Huh? He said, are you a king yet? And Jesus said, to this end. He didn't say I am now. To the end. Didn't say was I born to die on the cross, to be buried and rise again and come again. King of kings. Lord of lords. And to think that that day is now here. Henceforth, there's later for me a crown. What do you do with kings? You crown them. And we're all going to be crowned kings. And he's going to be the king of kings. Now, there's several things in my heart, but I don't really know where to go because I'm not talking to a knowledgeable people. You almost got to go right back down and one step, go back over it again, magnify the sign. Well, first of all, hear me, world. Hear me, if you will, you smart alecks. You stubborn, rebellious house. Will you folks stop being rebellious? Will you just take a hold of yourself right now and start putting a look on your face and an attitude in your heart that's showing you're receiving it? Am I telling you something you haven't already had revealed to you? Oh, Stan walked over here, didn't hand me a little scripture. It didn't say much, did it? But it said a whole lot, didn't it? Isaiah what?
46.
Isaiah 46 and verses
3 and 4.
Yeah, I'll do that. I think maybe you'd like to hear. Maybe? Sure?
Yeah, sir.
It was a direct inference to the prophet.
Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by
isn't
me.
Isn't that something? Hold it there. Isn't that something? Oh, don't sit down yet. Just, you can take your mic with you if you want to. Sure you can, but don't get angry at me.
Not in here anymore.
You see how God works things?
Amen.
Jacob, which is the church.
Yes,
Judah, which came out of.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God.
And to the remnant.
Yes.
Amen. To the remnant. See, Israel's going to be destroyed.
Yes.
Yet
amen.
God will reserve a small remnant.
Amen.
Someone asked me again the other day, what are you talking about, the 144,000? And I told you, that doesn't make sense to the Charlotte complex mind. But the 144,000 Jews, 12,000 from every tribe, are the ones that God reserves out of all Israel. That would be the entire Jewish number comprised of the church from the beginning of time to Jesus comes.
Amen.
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 Well, see, our mind can't fathom that, can we? We can't fathom that God just saved 8 souls.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
The few disturbs us.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Just few that be find it.
Yes, God. Oh, God.
That God reserves a remnant. I'm telling you, or suppose you're wrong. Well, then God will shut my mouth. Because of our concept, because we learn from men instead of learning from God, we struggle with the first place I had with some of you fellows when I told you about Enoch, the seventh from Adam. prophesied of these when he said, I saw the seventh, representing the seventh day,
yes.
The last
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
And how the concept of here. Oh, someone wrote the other day, Enoch and Elijah will be the two witnesses. That's not so. Well, how do you know that? Because we have the pattern.
Yes.
He took Peter, James, and John up into a high mountain, and there he was glorified, or transfigured, or gave him a foreknowledge of that glorious appearing in the sky. But where are the two witnesses going to be with him? They're going to be up in the sky. And they're going to draw all the eyes of mankind. Very precise. No speculation. They get killed on the third day, signifying the third day is coming. They resurrect. And they... Whee! And in this hour, the whole world will see it. Amazing. And they're going to have the saints' eyes looking up. And they're going to be magnetizing us. Read on, brother.
Hearken unto me.
Hearken unto me.
O house of Jacob.
House of Jacob, church of Jesus Christ.
And all the remnant.
And all you remnant of Israel.
Of the house of Israel.
Of the house of Israel.
Which are born by me from the belly. Amen. Which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age, I am he.
And I personified that thing right in me.
Yes, Lord.
Right here.
Yes, Lord.
And even to hoar hairs will I carry you.
Yes.
I have made and I will bear.
I am ministering to the end time church, which is comprised of Jew, Gentile, Israel, and Jew.
Yes.
I even told you that about the thief on the cross.
Yes.
How many times have I brought the parallel to you?
Right.
The one on the left-hand side was the Jews.
Amen.
The thief.
Amen.
The Jews and the Christian church have ended up being thieves.
Yes.
Amen.
And so they're both hanging on the cross.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
The old Jew says, so you're the Savior, huh? Come on down off that cross. And save us and you.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Yes.
The other on the other side was also a Jew. Yeah, he was. Huh? He looked over and said, hey, why'd you shut up? Do we belong on this cross?
Yes.
Hey, why don't you folks shut up? You belong on the cross.
Yes.
Yes. We didn't do what the Jews did. You didn't? But the one thing the one on the right recognized was the kingdom was coming.
Amen.
And how that's been screwed up too, huh? Words are just so cunning, aren't they? Yeah. Jesus said unto him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Well, everybody thought that meant he was going to go right into paradise with Jesus. But what, you break it down, what Jesus was saying to him, today, what I'm saying to you today, I'm going to tell you this today, that when my kingdom comes, you're going to be there with me. That's what Paul meant when he said to be absent from the body. When the kingdom comes, you'll be there with him.
Glory.
I wish somebody would get excited just a little bit. I mean, just a little bit. I'm trying to get to something. Lord, help me. And when evening was now come, his disciples went down into the sea. And entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them.
Yes.
Boy.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
See, people. multitude of humanity.
Yes.
We've got onto a sea.
Yes.
Amen.
And the big question is, what are you doing with all these people?
Amen.
Nobody really wants to surrender your fleshly identity, do you?
Hello.
Had a brother call in and says, please pray for our loved ones. And I thought, well, who are our loved ones?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Huh?
Glory God.
Thank you.
Come on now.
Amen.
Is it right to pray for my daughter and not pray for yours? Or whose daughter do we pray for?
Right.
See, we don't really know, do we? No, we don't.
Amen.
That's why you will find it extremely difficult anymore to start naming certain people.
That's right. Amen.
Because you don't know who to pray for.
Amen.
Because you would pray for your child, your family, for their good.
Amen.
And God might say, don't do that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. So true.
The preaching of the second coming of Jesus Christ, one of the first attacks against it was that Jesus can't come until my family saved.
Yeah.
And on we go again.
Yeah.
And I'd say to him, well, then he's never going to come.
Amen.
If the promise is that he's going to save you and your household, yours, well, if he saves you and your household and then you go on, then your household's still alive. Now he's going to save them and their household.
Yeah.
That'll never end.
Amen.
See? So Jesus ain't never coming back. If you're going to fulfill that promise. That's a distortion of the promise.
Amen.
And so the first thing you got to do is understand who your household is.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus told you that. He said, you leave mother, father, sons, and daughter, household, and you shall in this life have mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, houses, and lands, 100-fold.
Amen.
And because of the way you do it, you'll be persecuted for it.
Amen.
I got a natural son of the flesh who's older than Stan. And I would give him the heart of the light of day.
Jesus.
He's not my son.
All right.
Look how you might be kicking on that.
Jesus.
He's my son. He's my son.
Yes.
He's my brother.
Yes.
Yes.
I got more brothers than you can shake a stick at.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know. You wonder how I could be your brother. Well, what's in Christ there? That makes us brothers.
Yes.
Makes us sisters. That settles the question.
Hallelujah.
My son is not in Christ.
Amen.
My nephews are not in Christ.
Amen.
Or if anyone be in Christ, they are an effect of being transformed.
Yes.
Over and over. Why, you and him don't look alike. What are you talking about? You don't see Christ in him? In me? Why, we look alike. We're alike. I like that. What does Jesus look like? You don't look like that. You don't like this. But when you can look and see Christ, there's a vision there. Oh, it does not yet appear. But I got it. Wow, there it is. We know he should look here. Oh! Too much, is it, folk, huh? Just too much for your little peanut brains. And the sea rose by reason of a great wind that blew. Wind. You know how many winds have blown in reference to truth? The race wind, the social wind, the economic wind that affects the whole people. So we actually treat people different because of the color of their skin or, or their background. Or,
amen.
And so much has been carried right over within the church.
Yes.
I've even tried to tell you, of course, you folks think I'm fussy, but you watch how the Canadians. If we have Canadians here, they're going to be against the U.S. citizens, brothers. The Canadian spirit is not. They have to transform.
Yeah.
We don't have no Canadians here. We don't have no black folk here. We don't have no rich folk here. We don't have no poor folk here. And once you get like that, you won't be a respected person.
Amen.
Too much, huh? Well, you treat me like that because I'm black. Now, why would I do that?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Are you talking to me like that because I'm white?
Oh. Glory.
Boy, it gets quiet. See, it's just, that's just still in your head, isn't it?
Amen.
Still there.
Amen.
So we're in a process of being transformed.
Thank you, Lord.
This is remarkable here, isn't it? Just look at the diversification of God in this just this small place.
Amen.
Not one of it. Have I ever asked you, how are you baptized?
Right. Never have.
And I even have people here who are sure they were baptized right, and God would say to me, no, they haven't. Because when you're baptized into one.
Amen.
So you don't separate, do you?
No.
And if you're baptized with the Spirit, you have to become more one every day. Hello? You think because you receive the Holy Ghost, you're baptized with the Holy Ghost?
No.
When you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you are immersed.
Amen.
You are, whoa.
Oh,
you are overflowing.
Jesus.
Well, there's a lot of wells around here with water in it, but they're not overflowing.
Amen.
Almost every day I got to reach down and draw it out.
Thank you
got to draw it out of it. It's like right now, see, trying to draw some worship out of it. Got to do it all the time. On the day of Pentecost, they didn't have to draw it out of it.
Glory, Jesus, glory.
And stop and think for just a moment. Let us. What day is it? 12, 13, 14? We got just. We're almost at that time now where Jesus sent it up. It was just a few days before Pentecost.
Glory. Glory.
Now some say it was 10 days.
Yeah.
Christopher somehow says different.
Seven.
Seven. He says 7 days.
Jesus.
I'm not going to debate either way.
Jesus.
What Jesus did say was this, though.
Jesus.
You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now why would he make a statement like that? Because if they knew the season... Like you know the season. Of the times and seasons. Brother, you have no need that I should write unto you concerning the next season. It's May 27th. Yeah, just a few days from now. Why am I getting a dull feeling on that one? You haven't heard me say it was May 27th?
Amen.
Aye. It was just thinking, can't you do with that? See, it says, while he has spake, he ascended up on high.
Amen.
Then Paul later on talked about, he ascended up on high and he gave gifts unto men.
Yes, sir.
In his ascension.
Amen.
And he ascended up on high.
Amen.
And Paul said when he ascended up on high, he gave gifts.
Amen.
I lost him again.
Yes.
I just can't seem to correlate these scriptures because their minds go which way. And what he did was he gave first apostles.
Yes.
When did he do that? When he gave the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost was the giver. Of the gifts.
Amen.
And he giveth severally as he wills. Who's he? Jesus. And he ascended over high and he gave gifts unto men. First, apostles. That's the first. Those apostles on the day of Pentecost, you can mark it down. They were spearheaders.
Amen.
Who was the one that talked?
Glory.
The guy had the key.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I meant to go do that again, but I let it get by. But there is a history of where all those apostles went.
Yeah.
A very clear history account. For instance, right now, there's a big surge in Russia. Anybody know who the apostle was that went to Russia?
Andrew.
Simon Peter's brother. Isn't that something? And his word still stands, even though it's been perverted. Because after every one of them, 70 years after every one of them, people came in, wolves came in, and started to scatter the flock. So he ended with the Russian Orthodox, the Roman Catholic, the Hindus. Hindus believe in Christ, you know. Muslims believe in Christ. Yeah, they do. They just don't believe he was the Christ. Peter said, you are the Christ of God. You are the Savior. Oh, God. Am I ever going to get some joy out of talking to these people, God? Really, with me? Well, I'll skip over that, and I'll go back here. So you wives out here would like your husband to be saved, huh? You don't think they're saved? You think they're backslidden or false prophets? Well, well, well. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection. That means against your will. When you get subjected, you're doing something that's not really your will. You're doing somebody else's will. Oh, the creature is subject to vanity. You're not willing. See, you're doing something against your will.
Amen.
Amen.
But in that subjection to vanity, you'll learn how to submit.
Amen.
And that submission is thy will, not mine.
Amen.
That's why God subjects us to vanity.
Amen.
Because when you subject your own will, it's still not enough.
Right.
You got to end up doing his will.
Jesus.
Just going with your will is not enough. I would like to do thy will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I said it very clear. Very clear. Just being subjected is not enough. It's not sufficient. Your subjection or puts you to the place where you have no opposition to the will of God.
Amen.
Not my will.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, which in many cases they do. For instance, the word tells the husbands to love your wives and be not bitter towards them. Oh boy, I had to wrestle with that one.
Yeah.
And I even told you that.
Amen.
Brother Burgess, you got a little old sister over there, she just shouts and prays and cries and boo-hoo. She's never done anything to make you bitter towards her, has she?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And you still living with her?
Yes.
Knowing that's going to happen again?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just live her according to knowledge. Just expect it out of her.
Amen.
She ever talk up to you? Talk back to you? Talk by you? Talk without you? I know you got to keep from being getting bitter towards her. Because
yeah,
I'll tell you the truth, boy.
Sure.
I always say she's like a loose shotgun. Hmm? But God told you about that.
Amen.
What are you supposed to get a wife that you're not going to feel bitter towards? Why would God even permit that? So you don't get bitter. See, God didn't get bitter towards Israel. He didn't give it to our church.
Yes.
Hello?
Amen.
I can still remember one time, Brother Burgess, when your wife was telling you what the prophet said, and you said, this is what Burgess said. In other words, in this house.
Amen.
Huh? She wanted him. Eventually.
Amen.
Yes, you did. Look, he come over here. Huh? I believe I can hear him say, let's go to church this morning. Ah, boy. I didn't mean to get on that one, but I opened up and it was there, so... Who's adorning? Let it not be the outward adorning, flattening the hair, and wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel. Now that used to be presented in such a way that if anybody plaited their hair, you would condemn them. Well, what God's telling you here is, don't let your attraction be with your physical adorning. I'll fix my hair a certain way, I'll put on a certain dress. No, let it be a meek spirit. A pure spirit.
Amen.
When you're adorned with that, boy, are you beautiful. Wow.
Amen.
He beautifies the meek with salvation. Oh, yeah. Now, what I want to get to is another scripture here. That one just happened to get in my way. There were false prophets. I don't know how many times I've used this, and people still won't get the message. Now, I believe the scriptures were written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I believe holy men spake and then wrote what was given to them by the Holy Ghost. And all scripture was written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come.
Amen.
And when they were written, some of those days, they didn't even reply at all.
Right. Oh, yes.
They were just an example of the last days.
Yes.
Amen. That's why a lot of times they had no understanding of it.
Amen.
Daniel didn't have any understanding.
Jesus.
And God said, no, make him understand. I went through that just the other day.
Right.
And then you came by the command of God, said, you make Daniel understand.
Amen.
Well, did he give Daniel understanding of what he was talking about?
Yeah.
No. What do you mean, no, yeah? What he did was, Daniel, just believe this.
Amen.
Even if you can't understand this description, just believe it. In the latter day, the ones who believe this will then get understanding. Daniel literally spoke of the last four world governments.
Yes.
Starting with United Kingdom.
Yes.
You hear that email?
Yes.
He took all the United Kingdom nations.
Yes.
Now I know why he does that. Because he's a British Israel teacher.
Right.
Oh. Like Armstrong.
Yes.
And Armstrong teaches that all the white Caucasians, blue eyes, or Scandinavians, or Europeans, who came over here.
Amen.
The British Israel teaching is that the white Caucasians are the tribes of Israel. That the king of England is a direct descendant of the throne of David. That's what they teach. And it's not that far off. It's only after the flesh, so. Israel after the flesh is not Israel of the spirit. But God uses those examples. Somebody says, well, what about the black folk? Why? You don't know they're black Jews? Huh? Well, I got black fellows out here to say we're the chosen people. Because we're black. All you white guys, you're lepers. Yeah. We got leprosy. Well, if I get the drift of that, they got it right.
You need Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now here's a scripture verse. Listen to it very carefully. Peter talking, and he says, but there were past tense. Now this is written for our learning, upon whom the ends of the world come. And here's Peter talking to us right now. Right now it says, but there were, not are, were false prophets among the people, as there shall be false teachers among you. Have you people realized what's taking place in the ministry in the last 50 years? The gifts that God gave men have been so perverted that they've all turned into teachers. Teachers. Because they were not endure sound doctrine, they will heap to themselves Chuck Swindoll's, TVN. You watch how all the ministries turn into a teaching presentation. Crept in unawares. A teacher, you know, he can take a subject and he can dissect it and avoid the truth. And preach a lie. Right from the scriptures. They wrestle the scriptures. For instance, we were talking about a church over in Somerville that calls us a cult. Calls us a cult. He doesn't even know us. Sir, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us from our sins. Oh, I see. You don't believe that, do you, sir? He believes that Jesus died to give us a nice home.
Right.
Amen. Huh? And to have a good living down here.
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch this perversion.
Amen.
Jesus said, in this life, you're going to have tribulations. In this world. There's no way. There's no way that the world ever attributes to anything but a trial of your faith.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
My good friend down in Louisiana, I need to make some capital. What the hell? He's not lacking money.
Amen.
He's not even lacking an opportunity.
Right.
Yes. Enoch, could he get over here without money? How do you get over here without money, Enoch? You walked.
Yeah. Amen.
And along that journey.
Yeah.
Amen. How did Abraham get up?
Wow.
By walking.
Yes,
get up.
How did Jesus get around?
He walked.
Wow. Yes,
sir. I like the brother, but he makes me mad every time he calls. I wish he was listening this morning. to get over there. What do you mean? Just get on a walk. You don't take that much either. Get on a bus. Well, who's going to pick you up at Walterboro? Walk. You know, we used to get a lot more done around here when we walked. Now we get interfere with our bikes and our golf carts and don't get near as much done. Got more time riding golf carts and riding trucks around. And last couple of days I've been trying to get myself to walk more because I got so used to the bike and the golf cart. And I say, wait a minute, I need to keep these limbs moving. Got to get that blood circulating. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth, if y'all do it like that, you wouldn't even have to worry about taking a walk. You just walk around here, Lord, just doing your work, and you'll get plenty of exercise. Good back exercise in the field. You never had so much exercise in your whole life, have you, Brother Conley? Let me see. Wow. Oh boy. Now the point I'm trying to get across was, or is, that Jesus told us, apostles told us, that the ministry would come after the first one. And this has happened in every time when God made a move. Yes, every time. Remember the one gathering he had where this place was packed?
Yes.
And just a few days after that? You don't remember. Oh, by the way, all you folks sitting out there listening, we are not completely empty here.
Amen.
We don't have as many as you think, but you'd like us to have, but we still have about 120, 130.
Yes.
Stays right around there. It comes every Sabbath.
Yes,
a man said to me the other day, he says, what are you doing, Brother Stair? I said, Sam, you guys just can't get it, can you? Talking to radio people, see? I said, why don't you go look at our website? Just go look.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or just listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll go through it again, okay? Six satellites, six of them. Satellites are, now there's thousands of them up there, but there's six of them. What are you talking about, Brother Dare? I'm talking about God preparing to magnify the sign. The last two is Amos, and the last one they gave to us. The last one, I said, we're going to put you on for 2 months, no charge.
Amen.
What is a satellite? Why, it's these little dishes out here, you put them up. You know, they spoke out here, how about hearing? For anywhere from $250 to $400, you can put a satellite up.
Right.
Tune it right in. And any time you switch that thing on, you would hear that overcomer.
Amen.
Why don't you people believe me? Why are you so dense that you sit and say, I don't quite understand. Yeah, isn't that amazing? That's amazing.
Hallelujah.
There it is again. What greater matter. But a great fire kindled with that little matter right there.
Amen.
Hello? Hello, Brother Email. Brother, Sister Elizabeth, God bless you.
Yes.
You're so faithful every day with your report, Sister Elizabeth.
Praise God.
And you even got two children.
Praise God.
Will you listen? I just heard you, Brother Stair. You asked for a recession report.
Thanks.
Scotland. Wales.
Bless you, Lord.
God bless you, Brother Sarah. Your sister Eva. Still listed you here in Jerusalem.
Bless you.
Huh?
Bless you.
Hello. I'm from Nigeria.
Bless you, yes, Lord.
You need to come over here and have a meeting.
Oh,
God. Whatever satellite.
Yes.
You tune in, and I'll be there every day.
Yes.
All day long.
Hallelujah.
I'm from Kenya. You need to come over here, Pastor Stair, Prophet Stair. You got the message. I set you up. I said, set up a satellite. I'll be there all the time.
Amen.
Of course, I'm talking to people that got satellite all the time, and they still don't hear.
Amen.
See, we don't get it, do we?
Amen.
In such an hour as you think. Why is it you don't listen like you ought to, or respond like, because you're not thinking. You're not preparing yourself. You're not getting the mind. You're nonchalant. You don't take any perseverance to do it. I was driving around today, and I was listening. Boy, and I thought, my God, what a signal goes out even here on an FM radio station. I didn't know that, Russia. I didn't know that. Well, every time you get in that car ready to drive over here, just turn on your FM.
Yes.
How about you, Dad? You doing it, sir? You got that FM on now?
Yes, I do.
Keep it on.
Amen.
Huh? Anytime you... How about you?
Keep it on.
You're driving down the road.
Yeah.
Keep it on. Now we got one up in St. George.
Amen.
So now you can pick us up probably all the way. The Lord directed me the other day to start getting some little FM. All you people out there listening, we have little transmitters, FM transmitters, that are legal. You can set it up in your house, turn it on, it'll go out anywhere from half mile to 5 miles. Illegal. Anybody driving around? Within 5 miles of your house? You know, folks, turn the dial. There's something about that voice that will stop them. It might even I'll talk Rush Limbaugh.
Hallelujah.
It might give joy instead of Joey Brown.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know radio, you don't know radio. Drive time is the most expensive time there is. Drive time. They call it drive time. Not because you're driving the people. Because they're driving around.
Right.
There's millions of people.
Amen.
In these cities.
Yeah.
Who from 3 or 4 hours a day. Drive in a car.
Yeah.
And they sit there listening to the radio. Beep, bop, 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 boop, bop, boop, bop, bop. Huh?
Yeah.
They turn their dials and they scan them.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I want you to listen to these verses. There are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Amen.
Who privately have their own opinions, seeking their own agenda,
amen,
have their own purpose,
amen,
seeking their own. Did I say it clear enough? Even denying the Lord that bought them. You know, have our own church, our own... Denying that we're all part of the church.
Right.
Put that damn liar over there, call us a cult.
Amen.
We're followers of Jesus Christ. I thought he was... Are you a follower of Jesus Christ, sir? You going to call him a cult leader? Well, rightfully so, he is.
Amen.
I don't know why anybody gets upset about being called a cult leader. Because that's what he is.
Amen.
You go look up the definition of a cult leader.
Amen.
Go look it up.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
It says a strong, opinionated leader.
Amen.
I'm the only one.
That's right.
That's what Jesus was.
Amen.
I'm the only one. You follow me. He called you, boy. Look around to Jesus. He's the one that leads us in faith. Live by faith. Oh, I wish somebody could get excited a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, Paul so bravely said, you follow me as I follow Christ. Even denying the Lord that bought them, that were all one in Christ. There is no difference. And bringing upon themselves swift destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious, cunning, subtle, seductive ways. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I tried to tell you about the other guy that called me the other day and said, there's other preachers out there, brother, that didn't name one. And for some reason or other, he thinks I don't know who that other one was. I could have named him, but I took his name out. I'm tired of giving these guys free advertising. And thank you, sir, for taking me on. You gave me free advertising. Bless you. And that's the reason why I put those phone calls in there. Because you folk, bless you, when you call me those names like those guys this morning, you get me a good paycheck. You fools. You ought to be killed for talking about Mr. Obama. Well, you ought to be killed for talking about me.
Amen.
That's a very precarious situation, but I don't know how anybody could ignore, if you have any sense at all, the name of the man.
Amen.
Why does it trouble him? Because he's an abomination.
Amen.
Many shall follow their pernicious way. You know what I saw the other day? I saw where the general coalition of black leaders, they said, we're not offended with him because he honored gay marriage.
Oh, amen.
Even the church groups him.
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Amen.
Just because he's black now.
Yeah.
No other reason.
Yeah.
But then if I speak about the gay marriage, oh, you're doing it because he's black.
Right.
No, I'm not. I'm going because he's wrong.
Amen.
Black or white.
Yes,
it's a shame though you can't find half decent black preachers who say, Mr. Obama.
Yes.
There's two or three half too.
Yes.
You don't represent this black man because this is not a black man, he says. Oh, never mind. Damn this house, you can't say to. And your mind's all. Yeah! And through covetousness shall they with feigned words. Your covetousness. I want to get you on my side. Because I want to get what you got. Covetousness. I want to be a prophet like he is. You can't do it. You're not going to be a God like God is. You can be God-like, but you're not going to be a God like God is. You understand the phraseology?
Amen.
What do you think he's God? Well, okay, whatever you want to say. I hope that's what I emanate. Well, God wouldn't act like you. Boy, are you going to see a God? Now, many times I've even done that, and folks still mock me. Can you picture Jesus Christ walking into one of these Somerville worship center and grabbing himself a scourge and walking right down front and grabbing them deacons, beating them up and throwing them out? You made my house a house of merchandise, a den of thieves. You try to steal God's glory and God's blessings with your perverse ways. And drives them right out. We don't worship the family.
No.
We worship the God. The Father. Family worship, then advise women not to go back to their husbands. Tell them they have a right to be separated from family worship. You damn liar.
Amen.
You're a damn liar, sir.
Amen.
You'll be damned with your lies.
Amen.
Many will follow your pernicious ways. By whom the way of truth. Evil spoken of. Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. You people stay in those damn churches.
Oh, yes.
You are going to be damned.
Amen.
That comes from the cult leader. That's the word of God.
Amen.
He said you're going to be damned.
Amen.
I don't think he would talk like that. That's the word. That's Jesus talking. I just gave an illustration of Jesus. Can you picture him walking into these churches and doing what he did? He did do it, you know.
Yes,
the Bible said he made a scourge.
Yes,
he overthrew the tables.
Yes,
and he drove. Look at the words. Wow. Boy, that's some tough words now. And they couldn't cast him out, could they? He cast them out. You fools, you follow them, seek out their fellowship. You're fools. For God spared not the angels that sinned. What kind of sin did the angels sin? Adultery?
No.
Fornication?
No.
Murder?
No.
Isn't that something? How God said God spared not the angels that sin. What was their sin? They didn't stay in their place. The ones who left not their first estate, their first position, to work, to do whatever God created them to do, they stayed there. Huh? Yeah, these guys sinned.
Amen.
The angels didn't commit adultery.
No,
no matter what anybody says, they did not father any children in those days.
Amen.
They did not.
No.
Evil spirits got in men. And that's developed the generic change.
Yes, Lord.
You ever see an evil spirit get somebody?
Yeah.
And watch their conscience change?
Yeah.
Body change?
Yeah.
You ever see the Holy Spirit get somebody?
Yes.
And see them change?
Yes.
Their conscience change?
Yes.
Why art thou cast down on my soul?
Right. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
By whom the way of truth is evil spoken of. Again, another word that I have precisely told you. Jesus said, Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. There it is again. Evil men and seducers. Evil. There's the word evil. What is evil? Well, that's what the sin, that's the angels did. They left their position. They left. They did not keep their first position that God created them for. What did man do? God created man, see? And he made him perfect, just like Lucifer. And then man kept not his first estate. He left it. He sinned. I've even gone as far to tell you that when God created Lucifer, he created for that purpose.
Amen.
Yeah, he actually created Lucifer out of all the angelic beings as a vessel to be destroyed.
Amen.
That he might show his power to save.
Amen.
And look at Gabriel and Michael. They were saved. And they still glorify God. Are you saved?
Yes, Lord.
Well, stay in your place then.
Amen.
Ain't nobody ever going to convince me or persuade me, or maybe you can't be persuaded. But God's never in the leaving business. Never. If anybody had a reason to leave, you and me, it would be God. But he said, I'll never. What? Boy, oh boy. Never? Never? I'll never leave you. Nor forsake you. Aren't you glad you didn't leave Thomas? Thomas left him. And when he came back, what's going on? Well, Jesus was just here. Did he leave? Well, he's not here right now. But he was here. I ain't going to believe that. Jesus said, well, I'll tell you what. If it's going to take me coming back, so you know I didn't leave you.
Amen.
So he came back.
Amen.
Hey, if it takes him coming back to prove to you he never left you, he's coming back. Again, he's not going to heaven, coming back to earth. Coming back to earth.
Amen.
Hey, you damn fools out there, why do you stop distorting the word of God? I'm going to go to heaven with you when he comes. No, you ain't. He's bringing heaven here for the final restoration of all things. Hallelujah. When he's done with that, he'll deliver a kingdom back to the Father. Oh my. I can see John, he must have staggered at that when he saw that parallel, that new Jerusalem, that kingdom. Yeah, that's right here. Yeah, Christ left from the Mount of Olives. When he finally comes down and touches earth again, he will touch down on the Mount of Olives. And we shall be with him. Because where's he going to be? Where I am, there you shall be also. And he's going to rule and reign with the saints from the new Jerusalem over there in this location. It's already been located in the restoration of the Garden of Eden. That's going to be the place where the tree of knowledge is going to be. The river of life is going to be.
Glory.
Wow. He's all restoring things. Well, Adam walked out and said, that's going to be an apple. That'll be an orange. He named all the fruit. Figs. Huh? They were not destined to fall.
Amen.
That came after the fall.
Amen.
So don't get upset when you fall.
Amen.
Except the seed fall in the ground and then die.
Amen.
It brings forth fruit. Springs up.
Hallelujah.
First a little blade and the stalk and the leaves and a little bit of water, a lot of sunshine.
Glory.
And next thing you know,
glory,
we have fruit again.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to shout just a little bit. I just don't think I'd let Sister Burgess out shout me. Now, you people out there listening to me, you ought to take warning from the Word of God, because it tells you things that you need to avoid. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteousness, and from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Now that's strange, isn't it? That Lot. Who would consider that guy a righteous fellow? But see, his righteousness was of the Lord. He did nothing righteous.
Amen.
God did everything right.
Right.
Even to destroying Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
The God of all flesh does right.
Amen.
I will destroy the wicked. I also will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. The United States is a wicked nation, full of wicked people. It's going to be destroyed.
Amen.
And if you go around trying to establish your own righteousness, you're going to be destroyed, because that's wicked. That's wicked. What an affront to God. Going around to establish their own, and you can't even explain it. You have to seek in your own life, trying to establish your way as a way of righteousness.
Amen.
And you won't submit to the righteousness of God?
Oh, God.
You don't even understand it, do you?
Amen.
I'm going to find myself a liar. But you don't have one. I was standing back there last night, and Robert was just with a little baby boy, that little one. Last night it was extra.
Amen.
It was just a screaming and a hollering. So Robert finally called and said, "Mother, come, mother." So the mother come back, and she took it, and I said, "That'll show you no more." Isn't that something? You don't understand it? Almost uncontrollable. You want 5 or 6 of those? Oh, well, mine won't turn out like that. Let me try to tell you how all these children around here, they just both fear me. I don't want to grow up. This is, my God. When they turn that 13, that little boy back there, he says, "Oh, Jesus comes before I turn 13.
Amen.
Because he's been warned enough about it. He saw brothers turn 13. He saw brothers turn 13 and turn on mama. Yeah, the same brother would write me nice letters and send me, one of them sent me $3,000.
Amen.
Watch them turn. We have folk here turn. Turn on the cause of Christ. Out there. I know you're listening, you dogs.
Oh, Jesus.
This is the last generation and the last time. Let me go through it one more time, then I'll try to close. If I can, I will. See, we're right now coming to the point in time with the season called Pentecost, just before where Jesus led his disciples out to the Mount of Olives. Where it comes to that time now. 7 days away, you said 10 days away. Where was you?
Right.
Right there. You got it? Do you got it? And the question was asked, were you at this time? Well, Jesus made it very clear that that wasn't the time for the kingdom to be restored. Or don't you know the kingdom being restored is the restoration of all things? Yeah, let that kingdom come. When that kingdom comes, you're in the final act of complete, absolute restoration.
Amen.
Then comes the end.
Amen.
The end of what? The end of time. Over and 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 over. I told you that what the end is coming is not the end of time.
Amen.
It's the end of the world.
Amen.
Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And the end of the world.
Amen.
The harvest is the end of the world.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
What's in the world? The lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of I found my own life. I'm proud. I'm doing real well. Seeking my own. Pride of life. I got me a husband. I got me a friend. I got me a job. I got my own way. Pride of life. Proud of the life you're living, even though it might be as blasphemous as you could be.
Amen.
Proud.
Amen.
Boasters. Blasphemers.
Right.
Disobedience. Just revel in disobeying. Will not submit to authority at all. Lovers of their own selves. Have a form of godliness. I go to church, I sing songs, I praise the Lord. Deny the power of God.
Amen.
Oh God.
From such, turn away.
Yes.
You don't keep going to them.
Yes.
You stay away from them.
Amen. Jesus.
What's the matter?
Jesus.
Oh, well, verse, that's what you, have you really come out of that thing? Have you really separated yourself in your spirit? See, right here in this place, we watch many of you separate yourself from the body of Christ sensually.
Amen.
That's the reason why I talk about Canadians with Canadians. They're separating themselves on a sensuality. Don't do that. Or black with black.
Right.
Yeah, you're familiar with black folk.
Right.
So you can get along. They understand your language. You're jive, huh? Say, no, you get familiar with God's speech. That spirit. That's the spirit of Christ. That one that pushed down all the other things. And get to know the layer among you. Would you consider Pastor Timothy black? He is far from being black. You don't consider me white, do you? You better not. Because I'm not white. I'm not a German. I am being transformed. Jesus was not a German, black, white, Jew or Gentile. He's spirit. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. I've always told you a story about in New York when I was in a restaurant they call a soul food restaurant. And to a black fella, they didn't think us white folk knew what soul food was.
Amen.
I even told you when I was dealing back years ago with a lot of the black folk, all of a sudden I do something that they related to. And they say, hey, you man got a soul.
Amen.
even though I had white skin. I told you that I learned the handshakes and the boops and the bumps and the bumps, you know. You don't believe me, huh? Many times it got me past them. I learned. See, Paul said, I learned to be all things to all men. So when I got preaching to black folk, I don't want to walk it like, why, you're smart, Alec. I learned the language. I learned the... You want to tell a story about the man down in Homestead, Florida? Hey, Red. Let me ask you a question, you former black folk. Have you ever heard that? Hey, Rev. Hi, Rev. You never heard that yet, Reggie? Because one thing years ago was, no matter what, in the black community, they honored mama and reverend.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So I could be a mama. So I had to be a reverend.
Right.
Amen. Boy, years ago, when I went to these churches and you testified, you know what they would do? They stand up. First, give an honor to God.
Amen.
And to my bishop.
Right.
And to my pastor.
Amen.
And to our ministering friends.
Right.
Pulpit guests.
Yes.
And brothers and sisters.
Right.
Yeah, for always.
Amen.
You ever do that, sister?
Amen.
Give me an example of that, Sister Burgess.
I want to testify, give an honor to God, to the pastor, to the saint, and no, to all the pilgrim guests, to the saints, and even to the little babies, to the boys, to the girl. Then I go on to testify.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yes.
Yeah, first give an honor to God. That's where he always started. Then to the bishop or pastor. Or... Yeah.
Amen.
So I learned those things, see. I learned how to use them to advantage.
Amen.
I even told you a story how down here in Hardyville, I went over to see one of the sisters who came to our church who was black, and she was sick. And so I went across the river to visit her. And of course, back in those days, you had little conclaves like Springtown, where little black communities. They were on the other side of the track, but most of the time had dirt roads, little shacks. Bunch of guys standing around, not much to do. Very antagonistic. They were becoming now because of what the white man was forcing them into.
Amen.
And when I walk in the midst of them, so I drove to this little country store, and a bunch of guys were standing out front. And I got out of the car, and I walked up, and I said, they just stuck, you know. I said, hi. And I kept pushing them. I say, finally one said, what do you want? I said, I'm looking for so-and-so and so-and-so. She don't live here. Yes, yeah, she does. She comes to our church and she's sick. Now, ain't nobody like that around here. I just sort of stood there for a little bit and said, what am I going to do now? And before I knew it, I whirled around real quick and I stuck out my hand just like that. And I called them unaware. Before they knew it, they reacted. Ow, 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 ow. Ah, I said, the man's got some soul. She lives right over there. See, Paul said, I could come all things to all men, that I might win some. So that's what I'm doing. I'm becoming all things to all men. To the Jew, I become a Jew. I never forget one time I was preaching over here in King Street. And Sister Teresa got upset with me because all I was doing was preaching grace like I've been doing here lately.
Yes, Lord.
I just And I got back home, and then she said to me, "What are you doing?" Because I used to be such a law-type preacher, you know. Everything was sin, and I just laid it. And over here, I'm just preaching grace. Grace, grace, grace. And she said to me, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I got a bunch of law keepers around me. So I'm preaching grace. If I have a bunch of grace people, then I'll preach some law." Need them both. Thou shalt not will lead you to the thou shalt. Be you holy. You get that from the thou shalt nots. In other words, don't be holy. Be unholy. Be holy. Ain't that right? Certain men have crept in unaware. Now, we're coming to Pentecost, and that's what that fellow said there in that little. He said, "I heard you say to you that you're expecting something." Why not? Huh? We can't go too many more years. I'm telling you. Maybe you can. Maybe you can find a way to hype yourself up. But I can't find it. I woke up this morning. I said, "God, I'm at my Waterloo. I don't know what else to preach. What I preach is going to have to happen soon." And then I think, "Oh my God, no." Huh?
Right.
The fellow said, "Millions are going to die." I've gone further than that, haven't I? Well, how in the world can we do that? But we got the power to do it. And we got the men to do it. And we got the devil behind those men. And he comes to seek, to destroy. Destroys families. Look how he destroys families. Just like it. And you got damn preachers that tell these wives and husbands you have a right to do what you're doing. They don't have no right. None of you have any right to live an ungodly life. The grace of God that God gave to you. Don't holler, "Grace, grace, grace," and get frustrated. How dare anybody who's ever been saved by God's grace reject somebody else who's been in sin, the same sin that God's grace saved you from. And he didn't save you necessarily from committing the sin. He saved you from the penalty of that sin. Now, we don't continue on in sin so great can abound. That's not the mindset. Anybody says we teach that, you're out of your mind. But the grace of God will teach you. And if you're teachable. But if you're not teachable, you're never going to learn. And there's one thing that the God of all grace does, he doesn't condemn. Never. Never. He's going to let your own sin condemn you. He's not going to condemn you. Never. He'll never change. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and forever. You'll be called into judgment, and your own sin will condemn you. Especially if it's unconfessed and not turned from. That sin will bring death when it's finished. There's only one hope. And that's you turn to him who can save you from death. I wish somebody could say, shall we stand? If you want to read the rest of that, that's the second, third chapter of Peter. A very profound word. Just remember the one point I brought out. False teachers among you who shall bring in damnable heresies. Why, Moses gave us a bill of divorcement. That was not God's intent in the beginning. Now, God forgave you of your sins of adultery and fornication, but his intent in the beginning was you don't sin at all. Don't get so hard you just discount your own sin of evil. I told you before, I'm going to tell you this again. Evil is anything that you do, say, or be that turns people away from God. No matter how wrong you may be or how wrong they may be, take that wrong to turn them to God, because He's their only hope for deliverance from that. We need God. I was saying, don't be against turning to God. Don't do it. Sin was brought into your heart to turn you to God. Failure in your life was brought to bring you to God. Your shortcomings were allowed to take place to bring you to God. Your sinfulness was allowed to be manifested so it would bring you to God. And they that come to God must first believe that He is. He's the only one who can forgive sins. The only one who have mercy on you. The only one who can show you grace that's sufficient. Anybody that preaches any other message than that, let them be accursed. For preached unto you is the forgiveness of sins. So don't do nothing to turn anybody. Don't use anything to turn anybody away from God. People say, well, people left there because of your sin. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Because Christ loves sinners. That means He loved me. You turn away because what did Christ sin me because He sinned? Because He to save me?
Right.
Huh? Well, you think God did it wrong because He saves you or you? I don't see how God can save you, you old low-down dog, you. Well, that's what God can do. That's what He can do. I said, God, I can keep you young ladies. I got thinking about you the other day. My. We got the task of keeping you virgins. Woo! Isn't that nice? Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn her loose over to their mother's church where she goes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Break every law in a book. So she's allowed to hear you. Who cares? I mean, they'll talk against me whether they hear me or not. Huh? The woman needs to turn back home. Will a woman forsake her children? There's one who's done it. Repent. Children haven't forsaken her. Husband hasn't forsaken her. And her God hasn't forsaken her. So I don't think she ought to follow the forsaken God. She ought to get back to the one who doesn't forsake. That's right. And that goes for my child and my wife and yours and yours. Return back to your God. He's a friend of sinners. He's a merciful God. Why can't you be a friend like Him who sticks closer than a brother? Huh? That's why He can't be a savior to these churches out here, because they don't consider what they're doing a sin against God. You go to Sunday worship and you call it Sabbath. You're not keeping the Sabbath. Sunday's not the Sabbath. You dummies. How do you know what day is the Sabbath day? Well, it's the seventh day. Well, how do you know what day is the seventh day? The world's told us that. What do they call Sunday?
First day.
Well, can you count? Not head.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Would you like to go through it, please? Sunday, day one. Monday, day two. Well, I don't think we have to. We don't have to. Any God's laws. It's amazing how folk will just push that word. The same scripture, as I mentioned the other day, said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Same law. Amen. Show you a bunch of lawbreakers out there. You adulterers and fornicators and blasphemers. You're breaking God's law. In one little point. Yours. You better get back to God. You better get back to the Lord of the Sabbath. There's salvation and no other. Nobody's authorized to save you except Him. He's the only one authorized. Nobody else. Well, you think you're going to save me? I didn't say that. You damn liars. You lie on me all the time. I never told anybody I was your Savior. I told you I needed a Savior. Just like you need one. Then I'll tell you who the Savior is. Hallelujah. But I'm not your Savior. I just know I have a Savior. Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no light could I see. I searched to heaven and I found a Savior who could save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. His hands were nail scarred on Calvary. His side was riven. His back was beaten to save a poor lost soul. A soul like me. Despisers of good, huh? Because what God did in you and me was a good work. He who hath begun a good work in you. Huh? Why are you despising the good work that God done in you? When He began in you, He marched into the people of God. I got a thing the other day, how Sister Stair, sitting on a subway, said, God, the man of God said this. The man of God. The man of God told me this. You know what the man of God told her? You're going to receive the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Amen. And she received it. Amen. What had that man of God? You better wake up, church. Let me ask one of you. You better wake up. God did not lead you to a false prophet.
With great faith in the power of the resurrection and the nearness of Jesus' second coming, the Overcomer Ministry announces the passing of our dear brother, Prophet R.G. Stair. On the 3rd of April, 2021, at 11:17 p.m., Brother Stair passed away at his home in Canandaigua, South Carolina. On behalf of the saints here, we would like to thank you all for your faithful and continued support throughout these many years. Please keep us in your prayers as we move forward and seek God's direction for the Overcomer Ministry, continuing on by faith and holding fast to the precious promises of Christ's soon return. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Maranatha.